4CBA Mobile.
KD Hummer, CBA, this is. Tail 4WWC, good afternoon.
And Chandler, what are you up to today?
I just got off work. I'm going to try and go see some of my family this evening and then head back to the house and get ready for work tomorrow morning.
Alrighty, well, I'm headed to the tennis court.
See you, David.
Tennis courts today, David, W2T Mobile.
I would not recommend playing without being hydrated. You got one?
Hey, Rusty, say that again, Chandler. I was romping down the exhaust.
David, I'm just trying to tell you, make sure you have plenty of water and stay hydrated. You're going to get sweaty and it's going to be really hot and humid out in that tennis court today.
Hey, this ain't my first rodeo.
And I'm just trying to look out for fellow hands, man.
Appreciate it. What are you doing, Rusty?
Well, I had to run across to a trophy place to pick up some name badges for barbershop tonight. And now I'm headed over to the church. I got rehearsal at 5:30, so I'm going to be a little early, but I can sit there and read for a little while before handbell rehearsal starts. So, you know, get there a little early, doesn't hurt things.
So you're in the handbell choir. I tell you, that's, for me, that was probably one of the more challenging choirs to direct because, you know, you've got to be listening out for every bell. And sometimes, I mean, you know, the melody is hard, is easy to catch if it's missed, but some of the other ones, some of the harmony parts could be missed and you might not even notice it. I tell you, it was tough going.
I play three of the bass bells, plus for the next performance we're going to do in May, we're also going to be doing, not only are we ringing bells, but we're also ringing hand chimes on one of the pieces, back and forth between the bells and the hand chimes on the same piece, so, but we got several more weeks to worry about that, because we're not playing until the weekend after Mother's Day. We're not playing Mother's Day, because I'm not even going to be there. So we're playing the Sunday after that. So, anyway, but I am en route to the church. And then I have barbershop rehearsal at 7 o'clock tonight.
Hey, I'm Rusty. This is Chandler, KO4WWZ. So you say that you direct the handbell choir. What is that exactly? What kind of instruments do you play? I mean, I know you obviously got to play handbells, I suppose. Is there anything else that gets played in that?
Our handbell choir only has handbells. We only play handbells. We don't, of course, the piano plays along with us on a couple of things we do. But basically, we're just a handbell choir, and that's all we play is handbells. And that's enough. We don't need to add any other instruments and all. So. And then, of course, I sing in the church choir, and I also sing in the barbershop chorus. So I get a lot of voices my instrument sometimes, you know?
Roger that. That's pretty cool. Now, do y'all have any YouTube videos that I can watch? YouTube videos. Like, can I watch y'all play online?
Well, we're at our church service, Nazareth Presbyterian Church over here in Spartanburg. We've got a YouTube channel where we do our, because we do, our services are sent out every Sunday. We do them live every Sunday. So, we do, you know, so it's there and our previous stuff is online. Well, I'm arriving at where I intended to arrive, and it's a whole lot cooler inside the building than it is outside, so I'm going to go inside and sit. I'll talk to you later.
QR there, practice, and if things go well. Good to talk to you, KP4.
Peace, Rusty. Say, WWZ. WWZ mobile.
KO4 PXB also mobile.
PXB. Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon, Chandler. How are you?
Doing quite all right. Can't complain. Just got off work.
I'm not going to complain, even though I'm just about to get on 85 and see all the traffic.
Have fun with that.
Falls in the category of you can't do anything about it, so just have to take it as it comes and deal with it and stay calm.
What's your day today?
Well, like I said, was moving data from another storage device to the cloud, so that's pretty much what I did all day long.
You must be college educated. You work with computers a lot.
Correct. I'm the server manager for Spartanburg County Government.
That's a good paying job, too. You're doing pretty good, man.
County doesn't pay worth a hoot.
For PXB, not compared to the civilian, but I've been doing it 19 years, so me and my wife are smart enough not to overspend on stuff, so we're doing okay.
KP4 CPA, that was my comment. I used to work for Greenville County, and pay's not that good, but the benefits are usually better than some of the other jobs you might find yourself in. Connectors and it would be hot only when the switch was on. So you had to know, you know, what to hook to, which one, you know, there were certain things that needed to be hot all the time, but then other things you didn't want on, like the battery charger for the flashlight and stuff like that, because it would kill the battery. So, it was, they were pretty easy to wire up.
I debated on eventually later down the road in my life getting a Crown Vic that was used formerly as a police car, because they got the best places that you can install ham radios.
If you use the same mount and everything, you know, the hole's already drilled and, you know, all that's done. You just gotta, put your antenna in there and your radio and, it's a pretty easy setup, but, you know, I'm not even sure what they're using now. I think they're using, I've seen Dodge and I've seen Chevrolets. I think the latest model I've seen was a Chevrolet, but could be wrong. I don't know who they have the contract with right now.
I'm destinated,
so I'm going
to go ahead and say 73. I'll
talk to you later. 73, have a good evening. Shane, you make it to 85 yet? Okay, no response. This is KB4CBA. Clear.
For HKX.
Oh. HKX. KB4CBA. Well, I'm sitting here at the sports club. I got a few minutes, so my plant doesn't start till 5:30. So how are things on 85?
I'm not on 85. I am over here on White Horse Road.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, White Horse Road can be just about as bad as 85 sometimes. They did the... actually widened it to six lane. That was nice.
It's bad out here sometimes, but I don't think it's quite as bad as 85 yet, but it's getting there.
So travel it a bunch. We lived over there in Berea on Hunts Bridge Road, and we were just, I guess about a mile or so from White Horse Road, so... you know, I would find myself on White Horse going to different places. And then we moved up to North Cliff Subdivision, and that's in Traveler's Rest. So I had to definitely get on White Horse to get to my subdivision then. And I'm glad we moved there, because they built that fire station there and right before the entrance of the subdivision, and I was the fourth house down on the left, so every time that fire truck went out, we knew it.
Had a reduction on your insurance for that.
Never thought about it, you know, but I didn't know proximity played a part in that.
Not here, but it does at the house. Response times or less.
Well, I remember this was before they built the fire station there. The guy in the ambulance, he had to come to our house. My wife's hip popped out, and it wouldn't pop back in, so they had to take her to the hospital. And when I got in the truck, I sat in the front, and he said, "Now, how do I get back out of here?"
Feels confidence, doesn't it?
I looked at him, I said, "Does they didn't have GPS?" He said, "Man, this is a county. They don't have GPS.
I'm going to have to jump out. I got a phone call coming in. You be careful out there, and have a good evening playing your tennis. KO4 HKX, and I'm clear.
673 is KB4 CBA.
Use KO4 PXB. I think you're at actually one. You were asking if I got on 85 yet. You referred to me as Shane.
You know, I just tell people that I've been called a lot worse if I get the name wrong, if they get my name wrong.
I just didn't want to answer up if you were truly trying to reach Shane, but I had a comment when you were talking about the fire station in Malden probably at least 10 years ago, or now, they built a fire station, and a high-polluting neighborhood actually paid the money to build a fire station. One of the houses outside that area that was probably within 3 or 4 blocks of that fire station burned down, and that fire station did not respond because it was not paid to cover that area. And so they got sued, and now they cover pretty much every area.
That's strange. I didn't know they could do that. I thought they had to respond, but I guess not. Well, that's interesting. I know Furman, I'm not sure how it went, but they have their own fire station, and they bought, I think it was Parker, that's the one that's up there on Old Buncombe and 25, you know, it's up on the hill there. You don't really see it unless you take that exit. And since they're so close, they're right there on the edge of their property. And so they take care of any of Furman's, needs there as far as putting out fires.
Yeah, because it was reported when that house burned that they wanted to know why that fire station did not respond, and they mentioned that the subdivision that it was in actually bought everything and paid for everything, and they were not set to cover anything outside that area. But then when they got sued, they, of course, had to change all that.
Well, all the fire stations have commissioners, and that's kind of interesting. So I'd like to have been at that meeting, been a fly on the wall. But anyway, oh me, the world we live in. Well, I guess I'm gonna jump on out of here and go on in and warm up my knees a little bit. And by the time I do that, it'll be time to get out on the court. But be careful out there driving. And we'll talk to you later, KB4 CBA.
So do the same. This is KO4 PXB, mobile from another about 30 minutes or so.
XS.
This is KO4 PXB. Go ahead.
Greetings. I was just kind of sandbagging there for a minute. I got about a 20-minute ride myself. Name here is Dave, and I mean Greer, heading to Taylor's. KB2HXS, mobile listening.
4JWW.
KB2HXS.
From around this area, I'm not sure if I'm getting in KB4JWW.
Hey, you sound fine.
Got a question for you if you're a local. What do police lights mean when they're solid blue? Don't know what that means out here.
Don't know. I'm technically not a local. I just moved up here about a year and a half ago.
I'm just kind of passing through the area. Thanks for your response. If anybody else is on the repeater, just kind of curious. I'll probably be in range for another 10 minutes or so, I'm guessing.
Not knowing where you are and what direction you're going, this repeater's got a pretty good footprint.
I'm getting a good bit of chop. I'm pretty far northeast on 85. I'm not real familiar with the area. Spartanburg almost.
Yeah, you'll probably take it past Spartanburg. I'm not sure how far it goes that direction, but I noticed this is on Caesar's Head up on 11, and this has got some serious height on it.
Well, I'll definitely program it in.
Guys on this repeater, too. I've been hanging my hat on here for a little while.
Four hills, you got four.
That's KG4JWW.
You said the repeater's up on the Caesar's Head. The WYFF tire is just under 1,000 foot, and the repeater antenna for this repeater is up at the 450-foot level on the tower. And as far as the blue lights goes, I can't answer that for sure, but anybody that's got a receiver that'll receive P25, you can get Greenville County on P25. And I'm not sure, but I think Spartanburg's on P25 as well.
There's a station. I had never seen that before. There's solid blue lights, no flashing or anything on the very edges of the light bar, and I didn't know if that was I did not pull over. I got over, but I didn't pull off or anything, so I didn't see anything wrong with that. Not really sure. Kilo Golf 4, Julie Whiskey.
Come after you. After that, I'd say they're not after you, but messing around with scanners and all is how I found out here about amateur radio, and this repeater we're on is how I first found out about amateur radio back in Christmas of 1976.
I'm going to duck out here. I'm at my destination. I'll be back on shortly. KB2HXS. Have a good trip passing on through.
KO4PXB, I have the answer to why the lights were on solid blue.
Explain it to you. I'm going to go back to him. I'm going to go back just listening. KI4LCI4.
Is the officers doing routine patrols and looking and checking businesses. That's why the lights are on solid blue.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I had never seen that before. I'm coming up from Cartersville, Georgia. Not sure if you guys are familiar. About 45 minutes northwest of Atlanta, Georgia. So kind of making my way across. I'm heading up to Waynesville currently. And run about 5 watts. Actually, yeah, run 5 watts on this little guy here. But thanks for the info.
KO4PXB. I'm definitely familiar with Powdersville. I live in Simpsonville, so I've definitely passed by that sign in that area a couple of times.
Thank you for the information. I'll throw the repeater in here, and I'm going to hop off for now, but I appreciate everybody jumping in and helping out with that. It's a good thing to know.
Most welcomes, KO4PXB, standing by and mobile.
For Juliet Whiskey, and I'm clear.